We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pompous recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth, special guest host today. My self-applied designation. The numbers to call. Toll free from any place, especially the upstate of South Carolina, 1-800-928-1110. Charlotte and vicinity, 704-570-1110. Now, Newt lays out in graphic terms just how bad this whole thing is, how Adam Schiff knows the whistleblower, how he is lying. And even if you want to say, now, J.D., last hour, you talked about Clinton. The difference between being under oath and committing perjury and practicing politics, where Clinton would say, they finally put in tough restrictions to help kids, and that's why I can sign this welfare reform, wasn't true at all. It was merchandising. So isn't that politics as usual? No, prevarication is not always a part of politics, but what Adam Schiff and the gang is doing, this extends far beyond that. Alexander Hamilton warned us that while impeachment was set up as a corrective mechanism within the Constitution, the danger would come, and these are my words, but updating it for the 21st century, if it were short-circuited for narrow partisan purposes. That's what's going on. Of course, for Newt to say it totally dishonors the U.S. Congress, well, a whole lot of dishonorable things have been done. You know, it's kind of wild. I still get mail addressed to the Honorable J.D. Hayworth, but that's a figure of speech. But in terms of others bringing dishonor on the Congress of the United States, and let me offer a disclaimer right now. At 9 minutes past 11 Eastern Standard Time, you may think this juvenile, you may think it scatological, but with all this stuff going on, it's just dang funny. Now, I guess it was Alice Roosevelt Longworth who said of her father, President Theodore Roosevelt, quote, Daddy has to be the bride at every wedding and the corpse at every funeral. Referring to TR's penchant for attention. And, well, a lot of us who get into broadcasting or politics, guilty as charged. It was Alice Roosevelt Longworth who also said of the 1948 Republican presidential nominee, who had been nominated also in 1944, Thomas E. Dewey of New York, she said, he looks like the little man on the wedding cake, you know, the groom. I have said of one California Democrat Congressman, Eric Swalwell, he looks like the mannequin in the boy store at Sears. I'm not sure the way Sears is drying out. I don't know if they have a boys department anymore. Okay, J.C. Penney. But you get my drift, the little kind of chipmunk, chiseled kind of features. Well, Widow Eric was going to run for president. He got his nose bloodied. And so he ran back to Congress to continue to exercise his obnoxia on the Intelligence Committee. And so he is a staple of MSNBC, which you and I know now stands for Make Up Stuff and Never Believe Conservatives. And so Eric Swalwell was on Hardball. Hardball, Chris Matthews. I used to go on Hardball. They have me on now about once every 3 years. Then they remember why they don't want me on, because I don't take any guff from Chris Matthews. Be that as it may. Swalwell is on, and little Eric went and had himself a little accident. This audio, well, it speaks for itself. Listen.
taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Could we hear that once more?
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
And just in case people missed it, just a third time.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Now, it's been interesting to see what happens on social media, and apparently flatulence, I do not use the word, even though it appeared in Beowulf, because my dear mama said don't ever use that word in public. To her, that was one of those F words, so I don't use it, except for the more polite term, flatulence. So lefties and conservatives were having a good laugh at this. And old Eric tries to get out of, he's trying to deny his responsibility for it. Now, you could not see the video, but there was a pause in what he had to say and kind of a curious facial tic about the time the odoriferous offering was dealt. So what happened was the guys at Hardball with Chris Matthews make up this story, and it's pretty clever when they try to market. Hardball's 20 years old. That wasn't any type of bodily function. That was just Chris Matthews moving his mug. That was the noise that came from the set. Oh, by the way, why don't you buy your Hardball mug? Oh, I bet the mail order business just burning up on that one. So MSNBC chose to turn it into a marketing opportunity and tried to take the onus of the odoriferous from the shoulders or another part of the anatomy of one Congressman Eric Swalwell. Eric, you might as well just fess up, brother. Look, I know they wrote the book a few years ago, Everybody Poops. And everyone has experienced an upset stomach. As the years pass, well, I won't get into anatomically what may happen, but you know, Eric, I know you kind of brought that little Lord Fauntleroy act to Congress. There have been tape analysis of this. One way or another, we'll get to the bottom of it. Your call's coming up, 704-570-1110, 1-800-928-1110. It's JD for Vince. Don't go away. Well, maybe if you got to go to the restroom, but come back. We'll be here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm called upon to occupy this airtime in a good, non-hostile way for my old pal Vince Coakley, and to talk to you with what we call in the business simulcast. We own two stations on that, WBT and WRD. So we've got Metrolina, and we've got Greenville-Spartanburg, the upstate of South Carolina. Oh, upstate exclusive content before we part company just before noon while our friends at WBT enjoy Bill O'Reilly. Really, they enjoy O'Reilly. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, we do. There's something I've been meaning to point out to you. I mentioned it in passing. And yes, I have heard from you. I know at least two listeners in Rock Hill call on occasion about my vocal affectation of South Carolina's senior senator. And they don't like it too much. Now, look, I've known Lindsey Graham for a long time. I know him pretty well. And that's why I thought it was interesting, with Adam Schiff doing what he's doing in the House, and with the Bidens doing what they've done, why isn't Lindsey, as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, launching his own investigation? Now, this happened a couple of weeks ago. Lindsey was on the Fox News Channel, and he's just going to tell you why he'd never dream of calling the Bidens to the Judiciary Committee in the Senate. Here is the senior senator of South Carolina, Lindsey Graham.
The Senate Judiciary Committee doesn't have any jurisdiction over the State Department. The allegation is that they withheld aid to the Ukraine unless they fired the prosecutor investigating Hunter Biden's company. That's a State Department inquiry, not a Department of Justice inquiry.
Oh, so the man from the Golden Corner of South Carolina, up there, I believe it was in Pickens County. I don't think he's from Oconee County. But I could be wrong. Anyway, there's Lindsey. If we take away his southern drawl, he's basically saying, what was the old line in the joke? It's not my chop. Oh, I'm sorry if that was culturally offensive. But there's Lindsey in South Carolina East saying, it's not my chop. Lindsey, you're playing the old jurisdiction game. You know what? Chairing the Justice Department? I'm sure there's a way, if you were really interested in getting to the bottom of this stuff, I'm sure there's a way to do it. For example, the number of FBI agents detailed overseas, especially with Hunter Biden over there hunting up all that money, and his daddy is vice president. Now, long, tall lion Jim Comey may have told the G-men on location there at the embassy in the Ukraine to look the other way. But Lindsey, if you wanted to, you could really use the Judiciary Committee to find out what was going on and to highlight what was going on with the Bidens. But no, you say it, that belongs to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. You ain't going to touch it because it's not your jurisdiction. Yet you can make it your jurisdiction. Lindsey, you're a lawyer. And what's more, you're a politician. And you know and I know what's going on. And let's just lay it out here. And I am, despite... I'm not trying to settle scores of the past. It doesn't work. I'm not trying to speak ill of the departed, but you know and I know what's going on. Lindsey chose as his mentor in the United States Senate John McCain of Arizona. Now, that doesn't mean that Lindsey agreed with John on everything. But as you may know, the late Senator McCain dispatched a staffer to the UK to pick up the dossier. And John, before he left this veil of tears, when questioned about it, invited anybody questioning his action to visit a very warm place called HE Double Hockey Sticks. Not John's finest moment. And Lindsey, the suspicion, I'll just lay it, Lindsey, the suspicion is that Lindsey's just trying to hold this thing up because he doesn't want anybody getting in front of the microphone pointing out the role that McCain or McCain's staff may have had with the dossier. And that's why there has been nobody more excited about the Jeffrey Epstein thing. Don't look like he committed suicide. Boy, yesterday that was like manna. Lindsay's all over that thing like stink on sewage, because it allows him to get that good old publicity, and it's something that people are talking about. There are serious questions about the whole Epstein thing. I'm not saying it should not be investigated, but I'm just telling you, when it comes to this answer about, that's not my jurisdiction, people are all head up with the Biden. That's not. Oh, I'm sorry. I should. Let me return to Middle American Broadcasting with just a hint of Carolinian and Carolinian drawl and intonation. Lindsay is telling us that no. It's we have to observe the jurisdiction. I'm telling you that if Lindsay wanted to, he could subpoena DOJ officials who were in those embassies in the Ukraine and elsewhere. He could turn up the heat on Biden, but he doesn't want to do that. And now, again, commensurate with his reelection, this whole Epstein thing is gonna be Lindsay's new vehicle. Oh, yeah, he's going to support Trump till he's reelected. And then it'll be time again to do the Georgetown thing, to do the Washington thing, because he'll have a whole nother 6 years. And he's still got time to become the toast of the swamp while acting as if he's not a part of it. That's what's going on. When we come back, the latest casualty in the culture war, Chick-fil-A done went chicken, y'all. We'll talk about that next. Stay with me. And they were reacting. Man on the street interviews, lady on the street interviews with Fox 11 in L.A. And what we heard from them was, wow, it's just great that Chick-fil-A is going to cut out donations basically to what these folks would call hate groups. Here's the problem. The Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes aren't hate groups. But Chick-fil-A, a couple of days ago, decided to get woke. And Chick-fil-A proved itself chicken. The best writing on this comes from the man from Louisiana, the guy who makes Baton Rouge his home, Rod Dreher. And he penned a column when this news broke entitled "Why Chick-fil-A Surrender Matters." Here are just a couple of excerpts. Again, this is Rod Dreher in first-person voice. "My wife and kids love Chick-fil-A, but I don't go to it that often because I'm not that big on fried chicken. Still, it's been one of my favorite brands in large part because it succeeded smashingly. It's now the third largest fast food retailer in the U.S., despite being the object of so much progressive hatred. Chick-fil-A showed that you could be faithful to traditional Christian values and, despite the scorn of the hateful left, still succeed economically. The kind of people who write for the New Yorker might despise you, but the marketplace rewarded you for the good chicken and waffle fries you provided and didn't buy the smear that you're a hateful company. For a lot of us, Chick-fil-A's quiet, cheerful resistance was a model of how to hold to your Christian values in spite of progressive spite and still succeed. Quality work and a good product will always win out, even over left-wing prejudice. It was possible to look at Chick-fil-A and draw that conclusion until this fateful decision. Given how much Americans have come to rely on middle-class comfort, freedom, and stability, Christians will sorely be tempted to say or do anything asked of us to hold on to what we have. That is the way of spiritual death. when the Roman proconsul told Polycarp he would be burned at the stake if he did not worship the emperor, the elderly second-century bishop retorted that the proconsul threatened temporary fire, which was nothing compared with the fire of judgment that awaited the ungodly. If Polycarp was willing to lose his life rather than deny his faith, how can we Christians today be unwilling to lose our jobs if put to the test? If the lady florist in Washington State, Baronelle Stutzman, who refused to offer her services to a gay wedding, if she's prepared to lose her business as the cost of Christian discipleship, how can we do anything less? We will be able to choose courageously and correctly in the moment of trial only when we've prepared ourselves in every possible way. Sometimes a chicken sandwich is just a chicken sandwich, but this is not one of those times. A portion of the column by Rod Dreher, Why Chick-fil-A's Surrender Matters. And it is sad to see. In an earlier time in my career, when Mike Huckabee was doing a national radio program, I was often his guest host. You may recall Mike led the charge to celebrate Chick-fil-A when all the leftists were going to boycott it. I have seen an email. I don't think Mike minds sharing part of this. It was not addressed to me personally, but here's what Governor Huckabee had to say. I'm sure you've heard that Chick-fil-A has fully surrendered to the very leftist anti-Christian hate groups and announced they will no longer give to such horrible people as the Salvation Army, Paul Anderson Youth Homes, etc. I'm sick that they've now completely abandoned the convictions of founder Truett Cathy and decided to sell out believing people, believing they will be loved by the left if they sell out loyal customers and friends and placate the very people who hate them. In August of 2012, I asked folks to help promote Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. It was an incredible display of quiet, loving support and record sales. I now regret that I did that. Sad day. I wonder how long before Chick-fil-A goes ahead and opens on Sunday. Mike Huckabee. George Walker Bush, George W. Bush, had a line he used. His speechwriters came up with it about education. The soft bigotry of low expectations. Well, you know, and there was a rage at church camp. When our eldest daughter would go off to church camp, there would be a thing about testing your faith, and it would be almost like jackbooted thugs, and it'd be like being under occupation and terror. But there's a softer economic bigotry at work from the big ad agencies and the corporations and the left. Why, you're not tolerant, you're not loving if you follow scriptural precepts about gender and about marriage. Somehow you're a hater. And the soft bigotry is not going to be a boot across your throat. It's going to be, we're going to go to court, and we're going to get the court to be politically correct, and they're going to force you to do things against your faith.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.